This is Scott Fechter with the Fechter Private Equity and Business Update, September 21st, 2021. Thank you for listening. Here's four or five stories we're following this morning. First, futures are set to bounce back some and cut some of their losses from yesterday. They were up, at least the Dow, the S&P, about 0.80% this morning. Yesterday, they gave back about 1.8%. So hopefully primed to cut maybe half those losses. We'll see throughout the day whether those gains hold or not, but trying to make up for some of this month's losses. The Dow as a whole is down almost 4% this month, this September, almost halfway, 40% towards a correction. We'll see what continues over the next few weeks. Second, the 10-year Treasury yield is going to open about 1.32 today, shaking off some of yesterday's malaise in the market and great concerns in the market. Third is the China Evergrande story. Fascinating situation. China Evergrande, which is a name none of us probably knew before yesterday or the last couple of weeks, is a real estate firm in China that has borrowed about $300 billion, often through high-yield debt issuances and other bank borrowings. The real concern is the hope that this $300 billion is relatively widely spread out and will not have too big an impact in any one bank or any one financial institution or one situation. If that's the case, more likely to not have an overwhelming effect on the economy as a whole and not be something that's akin to such a huge crash that there's other dominoes and contagion that comes from it. So we'll see what happens. Bankers, commentators, others are really trying to figure out the extent and the impact that a foreclosure of China Evergrande would have. The fourth story we're following this morning is no great surprise. J&J reports that a booster greatly helps the effectiveness of its vaccine. I think you're going to see this from all of the main vaccine manufacturers. This note that the boosters help a great deal. It'll just be a matter until the FDA sort of catches up to that and politics stay out of the way so everybody can get the boosters they probably need. In any event, those are four of the stories we're following this morning. We'll have a separate podcast on COVID stats this morning and what we're seeing there, as well as on some of the advice we got from a podcast with Ari Rastegar yesterday, an immigrant, families immigrated from Iran, and a fascinating story of business success and business goals and planning. We'll talk about that on a separate short note. Thank you for listening. Please feel free to encourage any of your friends and colleagues to subscribe to the Scott Fechter Private Equity Podcast. Thank you for listening.